Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, we told you, didn't we? We told you. And when I say we, I'm referring to both Steve Quayle and myself. Specifically, Steve Quayle, you remember from last week prior to the midterms, talking about a number of things, and especially the midterms. I listened to that as I was traveling to and from different polling locations. I did volunteer as a poll worker in Challenger, and which absolutely wiped me off for yesterday, which is should explain my absence. But I got to tell you this, the long and short of it is, did I have any problems? Did I see anything? Anything I saw, and I'm going to keep it very confidential, anything I saw, I took to the proper authorities, okay? And when I say authorities, that's exactly what I mean, read between the lines. Was I met with any kind of issues? Did I have any issues initially? I did. I was told to put a mask on. I politely declined. I was told to sit 6 feet away from where I was, could see or hear. I did not politely decline. I said no and hell no, and moved myself to a location where I should have been. And frankly, the person that was in charge of the entire thing did not give me a hard time after that, because I just looked at him and I just, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And that's the way it is. But it is what it is. I want to read you a quote that is so applicable to today. This is from Steve Quayle. Folks, listen to this, please, and consider this. It's on your screen if you are watching this on Rumble or Brighteon. Please follow us on both. History proves no elections ever stolen by the communists are ever relinquished by them through the ballot box, but only through the cartridge box, leading to horrific and bloody civil wars. Isn't that the truth? History tells us that, shows us that, proves that. All communist revolutions initiate armed conflict. And in my opinion, this is Steve Quayle now, the USA is undergoing a globalist-funded takeover and takedown of our former God-fearing republic, orchestrated by Lucifer himself, the ultimate rebel. And that's Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, qfiles.tv. With me is my good friend, my brother, Steve Quayle. Steve, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Doug, and kudos to you for going to the polling place, because ladies and gentlemen, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Doug and I were talking last week about anybody that could steal the presidential election is definitely going to have no problems with the midterms. And again, I want to say something. I have seen such astonishing a revisit to the fact, just if we can get the right people in office, they'll save us. They'll get us back to where we need to be. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I love the Republic, the flag to which I used to pledge allegiance, still do whenever the opportunity comes. I love the Star Spangled Banner, but the Star Spangled Banner is turned into the blood splattered banner. Or more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, the blood-strangled banner. We're at a point, Doug, that truly astonishes me. The biggest disconnect I know, and I make no apologies for the statement, is that with the wickedness that the United States has embraced, and I'm on record and have been, I want to make this clear, I'm on record as saying Mystery Babylon is the United States of America for 30 years. 30 years. So now there's a lady named Celestial that has come out and given a prophecy And I put it up because I'm telling you, in my opinion, that's probably one of the most right-on prophecies I've read. There's an air of honoring the Lord, our God. There's an air of telling the truth. And here's the thing that I don't think people understand. When God's judgments are in the land, people learn righteousness. But in this day and age, including conservatives and what I would call evangelifish, Christians without backbones, we have settled for accommodation with evil instead of not only speaking out against it, but standing up against it. Is it any, how should I say this? How can anybody been fooled? And you and I spoke, Doug, yesterday. It was a red wave. It was a communist red wave overtaking us, because even the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, i.e. call it a tidal wave, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against it. So I'm asking God literally today, and today is what, November 10th, Lord, where is your standard being raised against it? Where is your standard? And Doug, maybe you've watched more news than I do, because I don't watch network news at all. I do see, you know, obviously Tucker Carlson post his stuff, sometimes Jesse Waters, but there was an expectation, and I don't know what the expectation was, that the midterms would be different than the presidential fiasco. And I'm greatly disappointed in the fact that when President Trump could have used vast amounts, hundreds of millions of dollars, to push the Republicans that had a chance at winning, they may not even have been MAGA Republicans, but the bottom line is this whole thing doesn't add up. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this statement. I voted for Donald Trump the first time. I basically made a statement 2 years after I made this statement, and it's a matter of record. So, you know, it's like, it's not bragging. It's just true. I said, I'm troubled 2 years into it. I'm troubled it being Trump's presidency. The two words, actually three words I got, two concepts that came to me, and again in the shower, basically elaborate hoax and masquerade. I'm on record as stating, Alex Jones has stated, I've stated it too, independently, and then I think together. The point is that you cannot fast track an unproven vaccine, untested, breach all protocols of vaccine safety, planning it so you would get the glory and the credit for it. When Alex asked him to say, look, I just was giving bad advice, he stood proud as a peacock. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you fall in love with your own image, and here's a powerful statement, Doug, you fall out of love with everyone else around you. They become expedient. They become basically disposable. And so the mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, doesn't apply any longer to Donald J. Trump. It doesn't. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible's very clear. If we don't have the reference of the Word of God, we have lost our total way, and we will settle for the Ten Commandments that mankind is rewriting on Mount Sinai today under COP 27. You got it right. The globalists, the WTFers, the men who are on record, I don't think that's wrong. The entities who are on record is saying you're going to own nothing and be happy. Well, yeah, because you're going to be dead and they're going to have all your stuff. But Doug, the hubris and the, how should I say this, the arrogance to go to the very place that God, the living God, by the finger of God, wrote the Ten Commandments and say, we're going to do a better job than God. And that is the basis of all transgenderism, all transhumanism, and all we hate God. And Yuval Harari's statement, Yuval Noah Harari, that we've killed God and the next thing we got to do is kill his body. Hello, everybody. So the same, how do I say, the same mindset looking for the reemergence of the second coming of Donald Trump, that same mindset is what's going to be present when the Antichrist shows up after the circumstances. You know, and by the way, the United States can disappear and doesn't mess with Bible prophecy at all. And we have such an implied importance that it becomes so problematic. What you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, is codified insanity. C-O-D-I-F-I-E-D, insanity. Go ahead, Doug.
No, you're exactly correct. And I don't think many people know this who don't watch the new media, but COP27 this month, the government of the Arab Republic of Egypt is hosting the 27th session of the Conference of Parties of UNFCCC COP27. And this is supposedly, according to now this, their own website, this is a view to building on previous successes and paving the way for future ambition to effectively tackle the global challenge of what? Climate change. This is the new, of course, the new, the old climate change discussion that we had. And everything, and you're exactly right, the blasphemy about this, about these new commandments, if you will. People don't understand that this is an in-your-face, demonic, satanic, Luciferian cult that they're involved in. They talk about, you know, cults on the conservative side. This is beyond anything you could ever imagine. So, yeah, imagine going to Egypt and, of course, being part of that, as Pelosi is as well. So it's just absolutely incredible what's going on.
It's blasphemy. But there was no, and please, anybody's welcome to send you an email and correct me. But to my knowledge, there was no mega ministry, no major ministry, and even very many people that stood up and said, that's blasphemy against the living God. Now, I'm going to share something with you that Linda Hash, believe the second chapter of Acts, wrote me. Because that very day when I found that out, I went into deep prayer. And I say deep prayer, and I would say this, imprecatory prayer. And so did she, unknown to me. And I believe in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. She said, Steve, this is a personal email to me. She said, you confirm what the Father, our Heavenly Father, also let me know about the Mount Sinai abomination gathering. And it's an abomination. I was and am furious over the Mount Sinai abomination gathering. And then she goes, grr. I'm speaking now, obviously, she's speaking in first person. When I first read about it several days ago, I could feel the Holy Spirit fire and anger over this abomination. I then angrily asked the Father to do something about this evil. His response, and this shocked me, but it's so true. His reply to Linda was this: no, it's Satan's time. I'll protect my own. So we're hoping against false hope that things are going to change. And why would they change to the, if you will, the daughter of Babylon, if you don't believe America's mystery Babylon, the sister country to Sodom and Gomorrah? But here's what she continues to write. Now, this is exactly independent. She didn't know how I was praying. I didn't know how she was praying. And this is how God's going to confirm through in the mouth of two or three or four or five witnesses. Steve, we are much further into the time of Satan than most know. This morning, I asked the Heavenly Father when the 42 months started. This is what the Father said: when the world's shut down. I know, talking to Aaron Brickman, and obviously you've had him on your show, maybe a total of, 6 hours, maybe more than that. But the chartists, the smartest guys in the world, and very, very successful, I might add, are talking about the shutdown that's coming. When I prayed, and I want people to know, you take this Lord in prayer. Don't take my word at it for it. I felt the Lord spoke this. He said, Steve, tell my people that an event is coming. Didn't tell me when millions of people will lose their jobs overnight. 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 Now, if the stock market crashes and goes 50% or whatever it does, whenever it does, And according to Aaron, as he shared, there's multiple events to take it to the basically wipeout point. It's critical, Doug, that people understand that this is happening with the Luciferian orchestration from hell. Now, how is Lucifer such a good conductor of evil? Well, most people don't know this. The Bible's very clear. God created him to be the leader of worship, and not the worship of the band, but the heavenly choir. And so he knows how to make the symphony of death play out in all of its parts and all of its intricacies. And just as a musical score, and any of you who can write music and read music know exactly what I mean. Obviously, besides just the notes, the chords, and the music structure, there's the entire sheet of music. And this world is playing out the entire sheet of music. And I call it the Symphony of the Damned. Mm. And Doug, this is really on my heart. I wanted God to open up Sinai. I really did. I said, Lord, you did it before. I said, when Moses was on the mountain, he came down, everybody's worshiping the golden calf. I said, now they're outright worshiping Lucifer, Satan. And I said, Lord, at least thunder and shake the mountain. Linda got that answer. No, it's Satan's time. I want everybody to understand something. If you can only pray one thing today, ask God whose timetable is. I believe it's on the book of Revelation's timetable. But we're known it's given power unto the beast to make war on the saints for times and a half. Never since I've been saved 50 years ago have I taught a seven-year tribulation. Never. I don't believe it's in the scripture. Messiah is cut off midweek. God doesn't give the devil twice the time he gave Jesus to minister. But ladies and gentlemen, if this is accurate, then everyone looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem has a soul that demands and desires that which prophetically and the scripture declares can never be. Because to quote Linda, we're in Satan's time, and God will protect his own. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. And think about the depth of that statement. You know, everyone is looking, just to bring it today, to what we're seeing today, what we saw this week, to bring it to the practical aspect of things. You know, no one is talking about, for example, and I'll just use this as an example. You know, I wonder how many people, and again, follow my logic here, folks, if you can. I wonder how many people out there voted because, well, they were upset, for example, at the lie that abortion is reproductive health. Okay. Now, why did I say it at this point? Because the depth of evil that I believe that we're experiencing, like Steve is talking about, is so infiltrated in our political system that there's almost like a knee-jerk reaction by people without even thinking through the spiritual component to what we're going through, if that even makes sense. In other words, bottom line here is, for example, the Roe v. Wade decision, the Dobbs decision, did that make a difference in the people's voting? And if so, shouldn't that tell us something, the depravity of where we're at and the fact that, man, you know, is there any coming back from where we're at in the spiritual overlay of what we've seen versus what we're going through? Go ahead, sir.
Well, and again, this is the hardest issue. This is the one that gets more people claiming to be Christians mad. Any topic, any subject matter I've ever shared, and I've been on talk radio 30-some plus years, 5 years, I think, before that as a guest on various shows. And Doug, people who claim to know the scriptures, who basically want to get out of here or believe they'll get out of here in pre-tribulation rapture, hate the idea that God is going to judge sin, yet it is in his word. It is in his nature. It is in his character. And God doesn't want to do that. How long does God have to be long-suffering? I'll tell you an interesting thing. I posted four stories on my website today about the different at most advanced warships, the most advanced destroyer, missile cruiser, actually, Donald S. Cook in the Black Sea, and I only posted one of them, there were three times, a submarine that had a fire on board, and a submarine, the British submarine, that was forced to surface, the British aircraft carrier, which I nicknamed HMS Dead in the Water, that stands for Her Majesty's Service. And I posted the story about how the electromagnetic weapons work. And kudos to Stephen Sanford of All News Pipeline. He carried the story, I think it was like maybe 5 years ago, of the name of the Russian electromagnetic weapon system that the West does not have. The West doesn't have it. So, Doug, you're an investigator. If your state-of-the-art submarines can't stay hidden and are forced to surface, if your state-of-the-art aircraft carriers can be brought to a complete stop electromagnetically without a shot being fired, if your state-of-the-art missile cruisers, Donald S. Cook, and by the way, that happened three times, if your F-35s, the $1.5 trillion, in my opinion, fiasco, and I know engineers, I know pilots, I know a lot of people, the punch list on that is 15,000 items that need to be corrected. Got news. I don't think we got the time. So, Doug, my question to you is, this is really critical for people to understand. If that is true, and everything that is state-of-the-art can be brought down by a weapon system, electromagnetic weapon system, that we don't have, meaning the West, and we deny exists, where is the disconnect? Because I'm not a Russian agent, although I support, and we'll get to that in a minute, you know, here, and thank you. Let me just read this. I'm sorry, I'm going to kind of go jump around a little bit. Incalculable consequences await America as 0 hour closes in. Flashback to this 2014 story reporting the USS Donald Cook was completely disabled by Russia's electronic weapons. Now, flash forward to the last 6 months, and that applies to a submarine, a nuclear submarine, and applies to the state-of-the-art aircraft carrier. So now, if you would put up, Eric, please, Medvedev's statement, the Russian, you know, head of the Security Council, Russia's Security Council, which, by the way, if you tell the truth, remember, if you tell the truth, you're automatically labeled a Russian propagandist. But I want people, I'm going to read this whole thing, Doug, because it's really critical.
Yeah,
Medvedev says Russia is fighting a sacred battle against Satan. Now, to put that into perspective, ladies and gentlemen, that's the West, and they named their missiles the most sophisticated intercontinental ballistic missiles, which, by the way, they've tested and fired. They've named it Satan 1 and Satan 2. It's the only intercontinental ballistic missiles that are in existence that have multiple independently targeted reentry vehicles. In other words, 20 warheads that can go different places versus an intercontinental ballistic missile that can just hit one place with one warhead. And I want to just say this, is that it's astounding to me that Americans can't separate the truth from propaganda. And for that record, we've got people dropping over dead. We've got people that have dropped dead. We've got morticians and embalmers talking about all the strange blood clots. We've got people talking about the nanotechnology, self-assembling robots. And yet I want, again, Eric, if you put that back up, I want to read it. I haven't like left it yet. And this is important and really important. Former Russian President Medvedev on Friday cast Russia's war in Ukraine as a sacred conflict with Satan, warning that Moscow could send all its enemies to the eternal fires of Gehenna. Now, hell, he tells me he's reading his Bible. It tells me, look, you can understand that you know the Cold War mentality's taken over, but what we used to fight communism over there has now come here. We have the most openly Marxist, absolute communist takeover and takedown of the Republic, and they cannot proceed. Now I'm going to go on. Medvedev, who once cast himself as a liberal modernizer as president from 2008 to 2012, said Moscow was fighting crazy Nazi drug addicts in Ukraine, backed by Westerners, who he said, saliva running down their chins from degeneracy. It's really important you understand this. In a message, I'm jumping down, marking Russia's Day of National Unity, Medvedev said, the task of the fatherland was to stop the supreme ruler of hell. Whatever name he uses, Lucifer, who became Satan, Satan means adversary, Iblis, all the different names, the Baphomet. Obviously, there are so many names to the identification of, again, the symphony from hell and the implication of a 42-month reign of terror that is now upon us. Look, here's the thing. Americans cannot get it through their head. I'm going to say this and say it and say it. There are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. Our spiritual problem is we declared war as a nation, and the people, evidently more people, voted for the declaration of war against the living God. I remember hearing those words, God has no place on our platform.
Yeah.
Eric, put that back up until we get to the bottom line. And if you don't mind, you know, Satan's weapons, Medvedev said, were intricate lies, and our weapon is the truth. That is why our cause is right, and that is why victory will be ours. Happy holidays. Now, happy holidays may have a double meaning, because technically, when the holidays come around, Thanksgiving and Christmas, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, doesn't matter. The point is, in this context, that's when it was always thought that there would be a missile attack on the United States. So I want to take everybody to Henry Gruber's vision now. Henry Gruber was on Doug's show numerous times. He's on my website in my section where prior to God taking Henry home, I brought him into the studio in Bozeman, Montana, and just asked him. I think there's five or six different programs in those hours of where he's talking about his vision of Russia attacking the United States when God took him into the castle, Carnarvon Castle. Boy, it isn't spelled that way. And if I hadn't heard Henry talk about it, I could have never guessed how to spell it, because it's nothing's harder than that Gaelic and Welsh alphabet to even, you know, begin to try and pronunciate. Maybe some of the most convoluted names. But here's what's interesting. In Henry's vision, you remember this, Doug?
I know exactly where you're going. Go ahead.
Okay. And I'm going to then turn it right over to you. When Russia did attack the United States, and I believe God raised up Russia to attack us, I believe when they do right within the sight of the Lord, when they institute just measures, gold backing the ruble, all of the stuff that President Putin has integrated, God will bless what he does, which is, in that context, righteous. So Henry's vision, and then Doug, just step in, I'll just say this, was that we couldn't get even the missiles out of our silos to respond. We couldn't even, our communication systems were taken down where the military had lost control of command, control, and communication. This isn't a Russian agent speaking, and the Lord rebuked those of you who will accuse me of that. This is a man of God whose miraculous ministry is known worldwide. And Doug, that literally happened. The public didn't know about it months ago when, again, Russia demonstrated it to the West. I believe the Russians have gone overboard to try and stop World War III. Nobody has tried harder than Foreign Minister Lavrov, who happens to be a very intelligent man. When you compare that to the insanity State Department that's represented by Winkham, Blinkham, and Nod, you know, the point is that Ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation set on self-destruction, voting for self-destruction, not recognizing who the real enemy is. It's not Russia, it's Satan. And so when you have President Putin yesterday stating America has sown to the wind and now it's going to reap the whirlwind, that was yesterday. Today, the story is the BRICS nation, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Iran is in the eyes, South Africa, and the Arab nations are joining the BRICS nations, and they're all working on agreements on what the value of gold is, how they're going to allow the commodity value to represent the world market, what they're going to put in, and oil will be one of the commodities that will be backing the, if you will, the BRICS currency. How the foreign minister made the statement, they have so many people that want to join now. Doug, what you're seeing is a firing squad forming before all our eyes to kill the American dollar. To kill the American dollar means that, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one answer. And the Fed, which is a private organization, has nothing to do with the federal government per se. It controls the federal government. But they will have to declare force majeure. They have no ability to pay in species or in kind. In other words, we don't have enough gold. We don't have silver. We don't have enough oil. We do have, if you would want to know what the people that are turning in their treasury bills, bonds, and notes want from America, they want actual property with actual oil, water, or farmland on it to make up for all the money that they have loaned to the United States by accepting petrodollars. Now, go ahead, Doug, and let's get back to Henry Gruber's vision, because you said you know exactly where it's going.
No, I mean, I knew exactly what his the vision of which that you spoke. But now, my question, though, because you're going to have people, I guarantee this, you have people saying, well, there's no way, for example, Putin could be a Christian, because given his history, given his background, there's just no way. However, he is using Christianity, because Christians, many of us, understand the Bible, understand Christianity. He's using that as kind of a their own false flag, in a sense. In other words, they're trying to convince us that they're the good people, we're the bad people. I don't know if there really needs to be that much convincing done, given what we've seen here in this country. But do you believe, though, Steve, that Russia, specifically the leaders, I'm talking about Putin, that guy.
Medvedev.
Yeah, him. Do you believe that they're on the right side of Christianity, that they're truly, that they're embracing Christianity, or are they just using it as a tool? I mean, what's your heart saying?
Well, I would say this, the Russian Orthodox Church and some of their leading patriarchs, I'm not talking about Kirill, the head guy, but I'm telling you what, they understand the coming Antichrist. And Doug, how many people in the West? Now, my answer to you is both. It doesn't have to be either or.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is that, again, I want to make this clear. God blesses nations when they do right in the sight of the Lord. Again, in yesterday's, I think, announcement by President Putin, now, here are the words. He's quoting scripture. That's why I'm quoting him. The United States has sown to the wind, and it's going to reap the whirlwind. Over and over and over. And I know other intercessors, and I'm not an intercessor. I'm a guy that prays. I'm talking about God-anointed intercessors. Doesn't mean I can't intercede. Are getting the same word where God is saying, stand in the whirlwind in me. Mm. What people don't understand, like a hurricane and a tornado, It starts out at a certain velocity, and it picks up speed depending on the amount of energy going into everything. And by the way, the second hurricane that's come against the state of Florida is a generated geoengineered event.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. Thank you. And you have that on your website. I believe linked to the website. I think that's where I saw it. But yes, yes. Convenient timing? Look, I get the fact that this is hurricane season. I understand that, but watch the behavior of the weather patterns there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's like timing. Like when I put out the book, film Mega Drought, and listen, it's not bragging. It's just a matter of history. I'm the producer. I'm the one that said we're going to do a movie. Obviously, the people that wrote the script, our camera crew, and I was one of them, you know, proving to people this was going to be a big deal. Now we're at a point where it's going to become a life and death deal. There was a story the other day that Saudi Arabia is taking all the water, you know, or a good portion of it to grow crops in the United States to ship over to the Middle East. The statements of, how do I say this, of denial? I'm going to say this. Those statements of denial will cost the people denying them their life. And it goes for the pros, where the pros in the Pentagon are intentional slip, are going to acknowledge it or not. It doesn't matter, because the point is you can believe your eyes. You can believe your ears. And when you're seeing it, when you're watching people who say our wells are running dry, when the Mississippi's running dry, no barge traffic, when you find out who owns a lot of the water rights from one of the Great Lakes, and it's Nestle, a European conglomerate, one of the biggest in the world. When you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the farmlands being bought by the technocratic billionaires that are the force that wants 9/10 of the world's population destroyed. And Doug, there is a situation of cause and effect where I'm not kidding you. It has taken most people, even the most brilliant doctors, and I'm not one, most brilliant scientists, to come to the conclusion this is genocide. Because they had to have, and I understand it, they had to have the evidence to back up that statement.
Yes.
It's genocide, ladies and gentlemen, but go beyond that. It's the extinction of the human race. Transgenderism is the ultimate stepping stone to transhumanism. Transhumanism is the ultimate step to the extinction of the human race. And Doug, we're being extincted, and it stinks. We're being genocided by the genocidal maniacs. And we're listening to codified, I'm going to come up with the word, insaniacs, okay? People who are insane. We're watching every blessing taken away from us. You tell me where there's freedom and liberty for the people rotting in the jail, who are largely white, who are rotting in the jail in D.C., can't get an honest trial by their peers, are shut up, are being tortured. Yes, tortured.
Yes.
I would have more respect for DJT if he would have gone on a self-flattery tour, drawing America's attention to that. Drawing America's attention.
Amen
and
to,
doing
amen
everything. And the spineless senators, congressmen and congresswomen, they should understand what's at stake there.
You know, Steve, about that. Okay, so we've got, just to, so folks understand, the leftist communist media has declared, obviously, you know this, January 6th, 2021, the day of insurrection. And, of course, they imprisoned many people. All right, now, but they didn't stop there. Of course, they sent to jail people who expose voting fraud, True the Vote, Catherine Engelbrecht, and Greg Phillips. They've since been released. Okay. But having said all of that, the political prisoners are still in prison in D.C. So, Steve, with all of the with the conservative representatives we have in Washington, D.C. What have they done aside from exposed what's going on? Do they not have the power, the authority to put pressure on to get the people released? No due process, for crying out loud. I mean, this is against the Constitution. By the way, the Constitution's gone. At least half of it's gone. But
well, the answer is simple, Doug, and it's on, you know, the thing we talked about, and you put it in blue. And ladies and gentlemen, Doug nailed this. FBI whistleblowers are telling that through their disclosures that the politicization of the FBI and Justice Department is already accomplished. We're watching murderers in real time on video kill people by pushing them off the subway platforms. We're watching people kick elderly people to death. We're watching murderers release. We're watching rapists release. We're watching some of the most debauched human beings absolutely loosed on the streets, and you've got innocent men rotting in jail in D.C.
Yep.
And I want to share this for those of you who believe, and Doug, you said it, the Constitution still exists. It does not. It only exists in those who are willing, at whatever cost, just like the ones who set it up. And it can't be brought back. When the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were, and I believe they're timeless, okay? But when they were put forth, we were in another place, another time. And you remember at Branson, and it was probably the truest word that God has ever given me to share. As I said, the word normal is over forever. You cannot go back. It goes right to my statement. You know, you cannot go back. We're undergoing a communist revolution. Now, I want to fast forward, ladies and gentlemen. The vice president's on record saying they keep records. And they know that the time comes, and ladies and gentlemen, you can see it forming right now, whether you want to admit it or not, where they're going to make war on the conservatives. I'm talking physical war. I'm talking killing war. And as an example, Doug has got a copy of it, and we got to keep the gentleman's name quiet for his life's sake. But a veteran who we're helping, by the way, who was living in the campgrounds in a Midwestern state through the middle of winter last year. Just recently, three badge-wearing cops came into the campground where he and another veteran were camping out. That's where they live all winter. Not anymore. We just put the one guy, by the grace of God and by your generosity, because I have a veterans ministry, we just put him in an apartment through the winter. But they drilled him on a survival instruction. They drilled him. They wanted his lists of people he had trained. And Doug, you know the rest of the story. The man was given the third degree in a campground by the three.
Yeah, we can put that up so people can see. This okay. is a real... This is kind of part two of this two-part story here, or maybe part one. I'm not sure, but there it is right there, folks. You can read this.
Read it, Doug, if you would.
Oh yeah, sure. It says this, Steve. About a week ago, I was taken into questioning by, I think, federal agents. I didn't break any laws, but they asked me about my survival training. Now think about that. Okay, why would anyone, but okay, and some former friends. Oh, they want to know you about former friends too. They were very interested in my training from Tracker School and World Survival Institute and some of my former students when I taught. Something isn't right for them to bring in a homeless person for absolutely no reason. Wow. Okay. I told them nothing, but I feel I'm being watched for some reason. And Steve, you can expand upon all of this. Now, he continues, my phone, I haven't, My phone I have isn't in my name.
Or my daughter's because thank of this
you. Stuff. Yeah. Thank you. Just a bit of intel for you. Don't know if this is happening anywhere else. And by the way, I am very vocal about Jesus to almost everyone I meet to attempt to get more to the harvest for my Lord Jesus. I would vacate the area, but my dog isn't quite healed up and would need a cart to haul him. I can only travel about 5 miles a day right now. If this happened to me, it has to be happening to other people in other places. I threw that other people in there too. God bless and name redacted. So yes, this is something that's going on right now that's very disconcerting. And I, Steve, I'm going to push it right back to you.
Well, first of all, I want people to understand we were able to get the man's dog back from him because they wanted to take his dog. And when he says he can only go 5 miles a day, that's on foot. That's on foot, ladies and gentlemen. A man that will care that much for his dog, and I'm telling you, dog, I'm not calling you dog, but I'm telling you, dog, what you think of your dog and what I think of my dog, and when I see the senseless slaughter of the animals around the world, all I can say is that man has a quality man. Now, since that, we have put him into a room and kind of like a boarding house, and, you know, he's not going to freeze to death. And I want people to know, you know, when I have a veterans ministry, I deal with single moms, verified widows, and I had to put the widows on hold. So if you're a widow, I'm sorry, this doesn't apply right now to you. But there's so many homeless vets. Now, I want to tell everybody what's going on. 10 years ago, there was a plan to put agents into every campground of America. Because they knew the first place people would head in a crisis is to a campground. Because usually there's water there. And a lot of people have RVs, recreational vehicles, which will be turning into LVs, life vehicles. And in Bozeman, Montana, we're exploding, literally, with people coming in. There's not any, how do I say this, affordable housing, 3-bedroom, 2-bath apartments now up to about $2,500. $2,500. Bozeman's pay scale, help wanted, is $20 an hour. You know, $20 an hour, a whole day's work, maybe for 2 bags of groceries. So as a result, we have areas that have been developed as subdivisions with obviously roads around them, empty fields. But we've got now, I'd say easily 100 RVs. We've got people living in their cars, and I go by and I weep. I weep, and we're giving illegal aliens $40,000, you guys. We have our Americans and veterans. We have these, we have homeless cities now that we have become the laughing stock of the world. And not only that, but I mean, you saw the story. Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, is mocking Biden. Everybody is. And then you go and watch Fetterman, Lurch's future brother, Lurch from the Addams Family, the TV series, and you see an incompetent, challenged, mental individual taking the election, stealing, in my opinion. Do you see, Doug, that and listen, I don't believe in gods. I believe in the God. But one of the Greek philosophers who they had, you know, a lot of gods in their mythology said, whom the gods destroy, they first make mad. God gives nations leadership according to their relationship to him.
That's an important statement. Okay, so he first makes mad. Yeah, there's Fetterman, by the way, or at least a good depiction of him. Hey, you guys. I learned that from Eric the Tech. But my question to you, Steve, about making them mad, what does that mean? I mean, specifically, making them angry. Well, okay.
Yeah, and I got the best definition for sin. It's not original to me. I believe it was Joy Dawson, who was a lady teacher anointed for Youth with a Mission, who said, plain and simple, insanity is when people willingly sin against a living God and turn their back on him. And by projection, she was saying, and embrace Satan, who's only come to destroy them. To rob, to kill, and to steal.
So the context, the context of mad is not anger, but mad as in insanity.
Right, insanity.
Got it.
And it's insane, ladies and gentlemen, to have put sanctimonious sanctions on Russia with Western Europe going along with it, and they don't have enough power to heat. The biggest conglomerate, petrochemical conglomerate in the world is BASF, located in Germany. They now have to go to China because there's not enough power any longer. And if you think that we got problems in this country, Western Europe's rivers are drying up. Mega drought. And maybe if I don't have time, but if I were to do another film, I'd call it Reality Check. because there is such a lack of understanding. No water, no crops, no crops, no food, no food, starvation. And it's real simple. It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse basic equation. And I believe Revelation 6 has started. I know there are people, my former friends, that don't believe that, you know, the four horsemen are riding yet, blah, blah, blah. What the hell do they need to see? We're at nuclear war. Sure, the stock market's going up and up and up. And let me tell everybody why that's happening. They're going to run the market up as high as they can. I'm talking about the biggest guys in the world, even guys behind the scene that are bigger than Bezos, bigger than, you know, the Baphomet's buddy, Elon Musk.
You've got to go to the royal bloodline families, the inbreeding, and to really get to the money. But go ahead.
Behind and beyond that are the fallen angels.
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk dressed up for Halloween, he had the Baphomet on his, you know, Mr. America costume or the armor he wore with an upside down cross. I mean, that's real. I don't have it to post, but somebody sent me an email of a woman that used to be a housekeeper years ago when he was a little boy in South Africa. And she asked somebody in his family if he was the Antichrist. The woman must have been a Christian. And there is a video on that, Doug, and I will send it. So if you want to link to it.
Sure.
And the family member, I don't know which family member, I think she does in the video, but the family member said no, but he precedes the Antichrist.
Now, Elon Musk.
Yes.
All right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. And Eric, can you kind of zoom in a little bit on the crest? There you go.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, man, that gives me the shivers, Steve, to see, because with what Russ was working with and the things that we have taken from suspects, that Baphomet is everywhere. And look at this. And the meaning behind that, of course, yes, there it is. Satanic.
There it is. You know, there are a lot of people have gotten caught wearing an upside down cross. Melinda Gates, for instance. And after that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what is important for people to understand, Doug, and again, I want to say this, anybody who cannot see it's a spiritual war will yield and be having to yield or succumb to that spiritual war because it's coming against them. Look, I'm not a pacifist Christian. I believe we have the right to self-defense. Jesus, when talking about turning the other cheek, that's in personal insults. We have not yet withstood evil to the shedding of blood. Peter had a sword. You know, the whole thing of Christian pacifism, quite candidly, makes me want to vomit. I think it's the most cowardly misprep representation of the Word of God there is. Not all are called to be warriors, but prayer warriors, yes. Ephesians 6 is dealing with the unseen world, principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, against the rulers of this present darkness. So when you ask me, Doug, and well, actually, we were talking about it, the leaders of all that you see on earth are fallen angels. They are entities. They are specific entities, not demons. And again, I go through, you know, I have to explain this every time. A fallen angel is not a demon. A demon, even the Greek, is daimonizimai, or a daemon, D-A-E-M-O-N. And I'm pronouncing it wrong, but the bottom line is it's different than the word for angels. And it's critical that people understand that the fallen angels are in control, because Jesus said the whole world lies in evil when he didn't say, oh, except America's political system. And one time I was pondering that, and I've said this on your show, in the shower. And the Lord simply asked me, Steve, what don't you understand about the word the whole world? I was praying, I was pondering, God, the whole world? Mm. Yeah, because the kingdom of this world is a kingdom of darkness. And the devil is going to reproduce, in essence, promises that he can't keep. Promises that will send so many people to hell. And once this nuclear event happens, I don't know when, but I know where, Washington, D.C., New York, NORAD, and all the COG bases, continuity of government, obviously that would be the Denver International Airport. And when that event happens, the United States that we've all known ceases to exist. But the United States that we've all known with liberty and justice and freedom for all, that's gone already. And look at the convergence. We are having a convergence. We have no food reserves. We have no farmers, very few farmers, being able to produce crops, no fertilizer, all because of Satan's sanctimonious sanctions on Russia. On Russia.
Amen.
And now you've got the industrial base. You guys that like, you know, BMWs and Mercedes and all the German cars, Volkswagen, Audi, you know, I may have missed a couple, but because some of those companies own other companies too. But it's going to become more problematic to see anything made in Germany. And Doug, here's the reason. Here's the reason we're watching all this. Life depends on energy. With Henry Kissinger's statement, with energy, we control the world. With food, we control the people. Where in the blazes is the disconnect? Where is the disconnect? So notice in my statement, Doug, what happens when multi-millions of Americans are put out of business overnight? And I don't know if that's over a weekend, you know, and I don't know. All I'm saying is, what happens? And again, I throw it back to you because you're analytical, but where do those people get non-existent food? Where do those people get non-existent medical supplies? Go ahead.
Well, they're either not, or they're going to be, as Alex Jones said, eating our neighbor. Steve, I know our schedule's a little bit off, but can you hang with me for part two that'll air on Friday tomorrow?
Sure.
Just for a little bit. All right, folks.
Yeah, I got until about 45 minutes.
All right, folks, we're going to continue our discussion. This is a fascinating discussion. This is deeper than what you're going to hear, even on, you know, OAN or a Real American News or whatever. This is deep. This gets into the roots, not the symptom, but the cause of the problem. I'm Doug Hagman with Steve Coyle. Stay tuned for part two. God bless each and every one of you. You have a good night, and make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tell everyone about this show. Good night.